welcome into the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We've got a new title sponsor, that's Pavement Restorations, and a new set, Murph.
Looks really nice. Love the background and love Pavement Restorations being with us as our title sponsor. If you need something paved, they're the people to call, right?
Eighth season of the Box Score. Let's go ahead and look at the new classifications and regions. I know it's going to be a little bit different for us, Murph, because once again, after 2 years, we had a flip.
Well, we did, and actually it was 4 years for the most part for everyone. But yeah, a lot of new region lineups,
right.
to reset the head.
You got a new playoff format. You've got the one-time transfer rule. Just a lot of things. I don't know that all those are for the better for TWSAA, but that's what we got to play with this year.
I think the transfer rule is going to see some major changes by the time they get one season of that under their belt.
Let's go ahead and look at the Cannon County Lions. Tommy Hinch, we'll have him on the show a little bit later in his first season. Of course, he's no stranger to Cannon County. He was assistant there. Got that wide open offense. They've got three games on DTC against Gordonsville and Smith County, which are region games now, and then they've got Warren County. And, you know, Tommy Hinch is ready to make a big splash for Cannon County in this new region.
And not only are the players excited, but the community is excited too, myself included. I think it's going to be a really interesting year, and who knows, the Lions may very well not only get a playoff slot, they may get a first round game at home. There's only five teams in the region,
right.
And four of them are going to go to the playoffs. And I think it's if we can stay healthy,
yeah.
I think Cannon County will have a banner year.
Let's go ahead and look at the Gordonsville Tigers. Of course, we'll have Steven Jackson on a little bit later. An early first round exit a year ago. We're not used to seeing that from Gordonsville football. I know injuries played a major part in their 6-5 season a year ago, and you know, keeping Jay Foster healthy the entire year, I think, is a must for Gordonsville to maximize.
It's going to be interesting to see how things work out with Smith County and Gordonsville in the same region,
right.
And even more so with it being week 11. I can't ever remember them playing each other in that. I know they did back in the 60s,
right.
But to add even more excitement to that, it's a Thursday game. You
right.
won't be able to get a seat if you don't get there at least 4 o'clock.
Of course, we've got DTC has Watertown, Cannon, and Smith on Gordonsville's radar for games on DTC3. Let's go ahead and look at the region now. It's Cannon County, it's Gordonsville, it's Jackson County, it's Smith County, it's Trousdale County. Murph, all those teams are really close.
They've all had really good success. Trousdale County with multiple state championships. Smith County's been to the semifinals,
yes.
two or three times, I think.
Yep.
Gordonsville with two or three state championships. It's going to be a dogfight. I think all those teams are run by good coaches, and they all have great community support as well.
Let's look at DeKalb County. We'll be talking to Coach Trapp later. They missed the playoffs a year ago. They'll have Watertown, Upman, and Stone on DTC3. Of course, you know, when you lose the quarterback like they did, and they've got the Fouch kid that's back at quarterback, Murph. Let's take a look at the region that they have, which is DeKalb, Livingston, Macon, Stone, Upman, and White. Same teams a year ago, with the exception of Cumberland County. We want to thank everybody for watching the Box Score, and Murphy will have an interview with Cannon County first-year head coach Tommy Hinch when we return, as you're watching the Pavement Restorations Box Score.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All across our communities, DTC is working hard for you each and every day so you can experience amazingly fast internet no matter where you live.
Hit a home run when you switch to DTC Internet. Knock it out of the park by scoring $900 in savings for a limited time. That's $30 off your bill for 30 months when you sign up for DTC Internet.
Call, stop by, or visit us online to sign up. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
Hello, I'm Bruce Daniel. I've lived in Cannon County all my life. For the last 59 years, I've only made it across the highway.
I married my wife, Melody, in 1981. We hauled our first load of freight in 1983 with one truck and a couple old borrowed trailers. We found a way to make it. Our employees are the backbone of our company. Some of our team members have been with us for more than 30 years.
Welcome back to The Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. And Murph, we're excited about this first show and first year head coach Hinch from Cannon County with us. Murph, I know that the success that Cannon County has had as of late on the gridiron has the Lions fans fired up.
Well, everybody was excited about the wide open attack our offense had last year. And when Coach Bartz decided to leave, we weren't real sure what was going to happen until Tommy was named the new interim coach, if you will, for this season. But there's not going to be much change. And Coach, we're really excited about having you run the show right now.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Coach, when you look in the style of offense that you run, I know that people in the new region, and we'll go over that in a minute, maybe a lot of those teams hadn't seen that hurry up, you know, get off a play in 10 or 15 seconds style. So it's going to take a little bit of getting used to for not only your media personnel like myself, but for other coaches and defenses to get set.
Yeah, it's something that obviously was brought to our state via Josh Heupel, the state of Tennessee. I was, or the University of Tennessee. I was actually a defensive coordinator when he came on the scene, I guess. And then the one thing I did notice was when I was defensive coordinator, I remember I was actually on Jackson County staff, and I remember looking back going, you know, people are going to be bringing this into the state of Tennessee, and it had already kind of been established in some places, I'm sure, but it's getting more and more popular. But this stuff is, you know, it's like, how do you defend this at 10, 15 seconds? And what if somebody in a small town like 2A, 1A ball got a hold of this and was able to kind of manufacture and kind of get this thing going? And I was thinking, how do you defend this? So then I started going to work, and this was about, I don't know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it was, just kind of researching this offense. And then I had the opportunity to join Coach Bartz, but before that, Sean Loftus at Jackson County, we were talking about, we had ran the double wing, which it's not really, it's wing T is what that is. So you older coaches out there, I apologize, not wing, not double wing, but wing T, because they'll get on you if you call it a certain thing. But what happens here, though, is we were doing that, and we were like, you know, we enjoyed that philosophy, but our line wasn't good enough to block everybody in the box. So we had this idea of, okay, what if we just get the pitcher clean and try to get it out there and wide? So it kind of got our wheels turned, got my wheels turning, and we ran a little bit of that type of style of offense. But then when I came over here, that's to Cannon County, that's when it kind of got full rein with it and took off. And And there's a template that you use and all that good stuff. But the biggest thing is you have to know how to practice. You have to be patient, and you really have to trust your kids. Your kids will know the offense better than your assistant coaches, because the way our offense is designed, it's departmentalized. Like, my O-line coach doesn't really know what's going on in the pass game, and my receiving coach really don't know what's going on in the run game. So it's departmentalized that way. But what's crazy is our kids get to learn it, especially our quarterback, better than some of our coaches. So it is an offense. It's unique. It's, you know, we're not full-blown that style of Tennessee. We use mixed tempos, but it our kids love it. It allows our players to play fast. It allows them to go out and make plays. If it's third and one, we will throw it. Try to throw a 50-yard bomb. Like, it's whatever the defense gives us, that's where we try to go.
Coach, as you mentioned, the kids love this, and it makes it a little bit easier to teach when you don't have to teach them something they've never seen before. This is what they did last year, and the kids have taken to it, and your two scrimmages thus far have shown just what can happen when good athletes, good coaching come together.
Yeah, the one thing I am impressed with is our sophomore class, which were freshmen last year, our sophomore class have definitely taken a liking to this, because they learned a lot of football last year coming in and kind of taking a hold of this offense. But on the flip side of that is the way we practice on offense makes your scout team have to be good in coverage, know where what they're doing, lining up, because if not, you really don't get a good practice. So all in all, it just, the way our style of play is, just helps our defense out. It obviously helps our offense out. But the kids coming back to something that they're familiar with is really important. That was one of the main reasons I did accept the interim job was, you know, I got with Coach Hill and I said, I'm not doing this if I can't have you helping me. Like, if you don't want to do this, I'm not going to do it either. And then I got with the staff and everybody had my back, and they're like, you need to be the guy. And I'm like, well, okay. So, because I know what the work was going to be. That's not something that I'm scared of, but I know that the work's going to be tough, and I can't do it by myself. So I wanted to say, we've worked too hard to get to this spot to where these kids will have to learn something new. So we just kept everything, and I'm glad we did, and it made sense. And these kids are real familiar with this style. They do a good job learning it. Because they see the big picture constantly. Yeah, it is departmentalized, the offense is, but they learn football, and they learn football at a fast rate. We do the base install. They'll see the base install almost four times in one go around, one season. Like your spring, or like your spring, your June, and then of course when you get back from dead period, it's the same install, because we don't do a lot. It does look like we do a lot, but we don't do a lot. We just do it at a very fast pace, and we try to like basically stress the fact that you have to execute. Like, it's all about execution and playing fast.
Coach, when you look, I know we've seen this at the collegiate level, and I'm sure you have seen it in times past, and will no doubt see it this year, but you've got defenses that fake injuries, and I'm just going to call a spade a spade, in order to slow this type of offense down. That's very unfortunate. I don't know what the solution to that is, but I know that's got to be frustrating for you and your team to get in a rhythm, and then somebody, you can tell, they take three steps toward the sideline and they look like being hit with a 30-06 bullet the way they go to the ground. So, yeah. You know, I know that's got to be frustrating on your end.
Well, once again, it's, to be honest with you, if you're having to do that, then something's going good on our end. So if we do go come across that, it does affect rhythm, but at the same time, we're a mixed tempo offense. Like, I call us more of like what we call an MTO offense, a multiple tempo, multiple formation offense. So we practice personnel changes. We practice them fast. We practice them slow. That's why we're able to run a four-minute offense, and within that same series, go right into 10-second snaps. And we can do it out of 12 personnel. We can do it out of 13 personnel. We can do it out of 10 personnel, 11 personnel. It's a unique offense. It's something I love. But once again, it's something that was born through the defensive side and the defensive mind. because let's just face it, guys, not a lot of people will agree with this, but defensive coaches are the best coaches out there because they got to defend everything. And if you can approach your offensive side from the defensive mindset, you're going to have some pretty good insight on what you need to do. So with somebody trying to fake injuries and all that, that's part of it. It's within the rules in a way. So it doesn't really – it's not something that, like, we even really mention too much about because we do so much mixed tempo. So with and we practice that way too. So the one thing I tell our kids is, hey, if they're trying to fall down there and fake an injury, that tells you you've got the advantage. So let's keep pressing forward.
Coach, we've only got about a minute left in the interview here, but tell us a little bit about your key returning people from last year. On offense, it's a pretty good group. On defense, we're going to see a lot of new faces at the start of the season.
Yeah, what's amazing about this is on offense, obviously our quarterback, he threw for over 1,600 yards, 14 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions. And it really was his second year, his first year being the main quarterback. So he's coming up on his second season, so it'll be fun to watch him grow. We do have Braden Smithson, who's coming back with six. I think he had like 630 yards rushing. And we've got Jaden Shannon, who will fill the role in as fullback. But we also had Chandler Hale coming back, where he was the region co-lineman of the year last year in our region, which had a good region with, you know, Marion County in it and stuff. And we've got Caden Law coming back as well. He was honorable mention all-region player. We also have Zeke Walkup, who's going to be playing more of that tight end role for us. He played it a little bit, but not much last year. But when we talk about like our offense, we've got those key returning starters, but we have some sophomores that are that they're a special breed, and you guys will get to see you saw them in the Eagleville scrimmage, but you'll get to see them. But then on defense, what's amazing there is I believe we only have I don't even think we have a senior on the defense that starts. If it does, I believe it's SJ Hubbard. He'll be one of the starters there in the D line. So our defense is really young. I'm impressed with our defense because their ability to be hungry and run to the ball. So those guys that like our key players on defense, obviously led by Zeke Walkup. You know, he's a highly recruited player that's going to get his piece of the pie every game. And of course we have Jaden Shannon at linebacker. We also have some newcomers too with that sophomore group, and Miles Alexander and Kel Sellers and Andrew Alexander, and of course Trent Tenpenny. But we have some guys that can really play up there. Tyler Hauser is a name that you're going to hear a lot of because of the attention that Zeke Walkup's going to get. So we have I feel very good with where we're at right now, but we're not where we need to be. I'll say that. And offensively and defensively, we do have some key returning guys.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you and the Lions this season.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Okay, we've been visiting with head coach Tommy Hinch of the Cannon County Lions, and we'll have more of the box score brought to you by PRI, which is Pavement Restorations Incorporated, when we return here to the box score.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, we believe in the power of community. That's why we're proud to support high school football. Just like a great team, we know that it takes hard work and dedication to deliver results. High school football brings us together, teaching our young people teamwork, perseverance, and the value of community. From the field to the stands, football unites us all. At Huff and Puff Trucking, we're honored to be a part of this tradition. Huff and Puff Trucking, driving the spirit of community 1 mile at a time.
When you look at the big picture, you're really looking at family. Nothing means more to you than their safety. DTC Security gives you the peace of mind to live your life your way, helping you connect what matters most, no matter where you are or what you do.
for just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Strike out intruders with DTC Security.
Limited time offer.
Helping you live life your way. We're DTC Security.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Here with head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers, and I guess this is 21 years maybe for Coach Trapp. I know he's been there a while at DeKalb County High School, and Coach Murphy and I are honored to have you with us today.
Well, it's always a blessing for me to be able to speak to y'all guys as well. I mean, I think we can say that we're good friends away from the sport and away from the field, and 21 years as a high school head coach. I did 6 years as a junior pro coach, so 27 years total. And, you know, and I'm only 47, so I'm still a young guy.
That sounds awfully young to me, Steve, I'm telling you.
Coach, when you look, I know Steven Jennings, former quarterback for you, back with you in the last week and a half. I know you're excited, and that's not against anybody else on your staff, but I know Steven was awful excited to go back to his alma mater and coach football.
Well, I mean, not just because it's Steven, which that's a whole other story in itself, but I mean, we've been looking for coaches since last November. I mean, it's there was only four of us, including me. So, and just, you know, one situation is, you know, we don't have any spots to hire teachers, so we couldn't get any coaches in that regard and all that. But, you know, so being able to add a coach was going to be a blessing anyway, but when it's Steven Jennings and what he has meant to me personally, you know, and just what he meant to the program, him and his family and all that stuff, and then his knowledge, his competitive grit, you know, his professional background and the mindset that it takes to go through that, I just think it's a really good piece to add back.
Coach, I noticed you've got some new people on your schedule this year, specifically Friendship Christian. I don't remember you all playing them very much in the past, but you do have your rivalry with York Institute coming back also. So it ought to be a fun year, I think, for Tiger fans in Smithville this year.
Yeah, I mean, from top to bottom, it's probably one of the most competitive schedules we've had since I've been here. I mean, just, you know, every week's going to present itself as a challenge. You know, just some of these teams we've played traditionally for years, they didn't want to play us, you know, so that is what it is. But we've been scrimmaging Friendship Christian probably for 15 years and in the fall, and, you know, they had an opening, and so that worked out. And then same thing with York. You know, used to be district foes, you know, played a lot of games against them the last 2 years. We've been scrimmaging them in the fall as well. You know, so everybody needed some games, and it all worked out. So and we've also added White House back. You know, when I first got the job, we was in a district with them. You know, so we've added them back this year as well. We still got Warren County and Watertown as our non-region guys or teams as well, and then, you know, our region teams also. So it'll be different. It'll be exciting and definitely challenging.
Coach, you only had a handful of seniors a year ago. If I remember right, you missed the playoffs just barely a year ago. So I'm saying, you know, it's going to be a hungry bunch for DeKalb County because y'all are not used to missing the playoffs. Usually that's been a staple since you've been there.
Well, it's 13, 14 years since we've not made it. And I know personally that's something that eats at me a little bit. I feel that we had a quality football team. But there was a lot of quality football teams in our region, and, you know, we just didn't get the breaks that we needed, and we didn't get them and it was because of us, you know. So, you know, I'd like to sit here and think that we've got a hungry bunch of football players that are coming back, but ultimately that's going to be dictated in what we see on the field and how they go about it. But like I said, I know personally I am, and you know, so, and I've told people for years, you know, we can't take for granted the extra opportunities we get for the playoffs, because that wasn't always the case here. You know, but it's something that, that's goal number one for us, is to win a region, get in the playoffs, play home games during the playoffs. And if that don't happen, make sure you do what it takes to get in. So, yeah, we're really excited to get back out on the field and, you know, move towards that goal.
Coach, you've got eight guys returning on the defensive side of the ball that saw a lot of action. Most of them were starters last year. Mm-hmm. How have they improved in the offseason in terms of size and strength and quickness?
Well, I mean, I was updating the roster the other day, and that's taking weights and sizes off of last year's roster and putting new ones on. And just seeing all the guys that grew 2, 3, 4 inches and gained 15, 20, 25 pounds. And, you know, the last couple of years, especially up front on the offensive side of the ball, but also defensively, we just, you know, we needed to be bigger. So we got a little bit more girth up in there, but I also think, you know, Coach Shaw kindly talked about it. You know, it may be one of the more athletic defenses as far as all 11 positions that we've had in a while. So we're excited to see them fly around and do what they're capable of doing. Like I said, a lot of guys that are returning that should understand what it means to play team defense, and that's the biggest part, is all 11 guys got something they've got to see, they've got something they've got to react to, they've got to fit it right, they've got to play it right, and that's when your defense does really well.
If they do what they're expected to do, the other team's going to have a hard time scoring, and if the other team doesn't score, you don't lose, right?
Well, that's what Coach Lance used to tell me when I played for him. If they don't score, we don't lose. The other thing is, if, you know, we go back to 2012 and people want to think about the offense that we had, but our offense was always set up by the type of defense that we had. Nobody could get first down. So, like now, we're lucky and feel good if we can get the ball 8 times during a game. Back then, we were getting it 10, 12, 13 times a game because our defense was getting 3 and out and getting punts all the time. So, now, our offense did with it what they're supposed to, but getting those extra opportunities to hopefully go down and score, and then especially if your defense can not let the other team score, if you can get up 2 or 3 scores, you know, it changes the whole complexity of the game. So it's complementary football when you get in that, and it's a fun and a great way to play football as well.
Coach, you were talking about your region from a year ago. You've got to go to Macon County. They had a great postseason run and won their first ever state championship. You look at White County, a quality team that beat Macon County during the year. Upperman got a win over Macon County during the year. Of course, Macon avenged that in the playoff. Stone Memorial, you had some very, very good teams. And I think you could honestly say it was the toughest 4A region in the state last year, the gauntlet that you had to go through.
Definitely. I mean, we was up 13 on Macon in the middle of the third quarter. And if we win that game, they don't make the playoffs. You know, and then, you know, so they get in and they play on the road the whole time. And you know, so, you know, it clicked for them, which they were the quality team anyway. The last game of the year, you know, or the second to last game against White County, we needed to win to get in. I mean, we were winning with less than a minute to go, and they throw a touchdown pass right there at the end, so we lose by a couple of points. So I had coaches in the other region that first, second round of playoffs calling, and, you know, they was wanting film, but I'm, you know, like, Coach, we're seeing y'all on film. Y'all are a good football team. I'm like, well, there's a lot of them in this region. And that just goes, says a lot about the types of players that are in the Upper Cumberland and in this region, but also the type of coaches. There's a lot of quality coaches that get their players in the right spots and get them playing hard. And, you know, so it's definitely a challenge week in, week out, especially when you're playing region.
Steve, one of the things I noticed every time I come to Smithville to watch a football game, and I've seen several over the last 3 or 4 years, your fan base is incredible also. Everybody in Smithville's at the football game because they want to see the Tigers and what they're going to do on Friday night.
It's special. You know, I tell everybody all the time a few things. You know, if we're doing it right, if we're out there getting after it and winning football games, but it turns magical in these small towns, and that's definitely the case here. I also tell my guys, I said, if I go out to lunch and my lunch is paid for and I don't know about it, then I know that we're doing something right, you know. So, and that's happened a few times, but You know, we do all of this. The last thing I tell my guys before we come off the field on a Friday night before kickoff is, you know, do what we do to impact people, and we want to impact each other as teammates and coaches and players. And if we do that, we're also going to impact every eye that comes into the stadium. So we want to make sure that, you know, when they walk in, that they got ownership in what they see, because everything that has changed around here facility-wise and all that kind of stuff is because they've come and watched the Cab County football. That's from junior pro, middle school, all the way up. And that's just our way that we can give back to them. And I can't express how much that we are appreciative of just the support that we've gotten over the years, the support that we continue to get. And, you know, we take a lot of onus on our shoulders to make sure that we give it back by how we play and how we represent DeKalb County.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us. I know you got a big hole to fill in losing your quarterback. Jordan was an outstanding athlete. I know he ran that position, but it's quarterback you at DeKalb County High School. Y'all just seem to always plug somebody else in.
Well, I mean, the lineage, you know, kindly helps that. These guys that come up, they kindly understand, which one thing we were talking about, Steve, and, you know, I introduced him to the team, and, you know, like, you know, some of y'all may know who Steven Jennings is, and half of them didn't. You know, I'm just like, oh, come on. So I had a couple of freshmen in my class. I said, I went back there and looked on his computer, and he was actually watching Steven Jennings highlights. He's like, Coach, man, this guy's good. I'm like, he's one of the best. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, just a link, because you can talk to Steven and he'll talk to you about watching Hunter Potee play and things like that. And then, you know, Lucas Phillips, Axel Aldino, all these guys, and Jordan Parker, just the heart and the grit that they give to be that guy, which I always talk to them about. You know, everybody else might want to put the coach and the quarterback on the pedestal, but we actually have to put everybody else first, because if they're not right, we're not right. And the ones that's done it really well here, they've had that temperament. They've had that heart about them. Jesse Fouch is our quarterback this year. And like I said, he's got all the athletic abilities in the world. He's another one of those guys that has a big heart. He cares about, you know, how well this team does. He's another one that competes. When I can talk about my quarterback and say that no matter what it is that you're doing, they're going to compete. I used to say about Steven all the time, and Hunter and Axel and Lucas and all that. If we're playing marbles, they're going to try to find a way to demoralize you. So that competitive spirit. So we think Jesse has all the qualities and attributes to be another good one, and he does have a lot of good weapons around him too, and that doesn't hurt.
Coach Trapp, as always, appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck to DeKalb County this season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
We've been visiting with Steve Trapp, the head coach for DeKalb County, and we'll be back with more on pavement restoration. Being our title sponsor this year, Murphy and I, we'll have more interviews and some more first of the season here, and it's right here upon us. Thanks so much. Pavement Restoration is your title sponsor. You're watching The Box Score.
Hello, I'm Bruce Daniel. I've lived in Cannon County all my life. For the last 59 years, I've only made it across the highway.
I married my wife, Melody, in 1981. We hauled our first load of freight in 1983 with one truck and a couple old borrowed trailers. We found a way to make it. Our employees are the backbone of our company. Some of our team members have been with us for more than 30 years.
Pavement restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
All across our communities, DTC is working hard for you each and every day so you can experience amazingly fast internet no matter where you live.
Hit a home run when you switch to DTC Internet. Knock it out of the park by scoring $900 in savings for a limited time. That's $30 off your bill for 30 months when you sign up for DTC Internet.
Call, stop by, or visit us online to sign up. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here with head coach Steven Jackson of the Gordonsville Tigers, Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We want to thank our title sponsor, that's Pavement Restorations. And Coach Jackson, welcome back into the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Coach, I know last year disappointing. Yes, you made the playoffs, but a rare first-round exit. Most of the time, you know, we expect Gordonsville to go two, three, four rounds deep or maybe even go to the championship game. And I know your bunch was awful disappointed from that round one exit.
Yes, sir. And that's, just things happen throughout the year. We started out really good, but then, you know, had a few injuries, and it took us a little bit of time to figure out, you know, offensively. You lose a guy that rushed for 700 yards through 4.5 games, and, you know, took a little bit to getting used to, you know, what we had to do offensively different. But, you know, I thought kids kept fighting, and then, you know, have a couple injuries in the region championship game. And then, you know, we knew if we got matched up with Chattanooga Prep last year that it'd be a challenge, and it was. And, you know, we had chances late in that game, but, you know, they just we couldn't pull it out.
Steven, this is your fourth year at your alma mater, and that means basically everybody on the football team is a product of Steven Jackson and what he's done in Gordonsville football. You got to feel pretty good about this bunch. Everybody should know what the offense and defense is expected to do. Is that a fair statement, you think?
Yes, sir. And being able to, you know, fortunate enough here to be able to coach middle school, so you know, ever get on the team, you know, I've been able to coach either their 7th and 8th grade year or their 8th grade freshman sophomore year. So it's very fortunate, you know, to be able to do that. And like you said, just to have them understanding what we're doing offensively and defensively, you know, from year to year, you kind of change a little bit based off personnel. But, you know, you don't change your scheme or your wording of the plays or anything like that. So I think it's very beneficial, and excited to see how we can do this year.
Coach, on a somber note for us, I know you lost an assistant coach that was a special guy to us, and Michael King, just a phenomenal, great guy, one that I knew back in his days at Lebanon with Coach Medley and all that. I know it's got to be a void not having him around.
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. I mean, I was expecting that first day of pads come out and hear pow, pow when we started hitting, you know, just to come out. And he would always, you know, put us through warm-ups and stuff like that. Just, you know, it's we miss him, and, you know, it's a thing that wish he was still here for sure.
Steven, I've been doing some counting, and if I'm not wrong, this will mark the 50th year of me watching Gordonsville football. And it's a very special place to go, almost a second home to me when I was living in Smith County. And it's very special over there on Friday nights. It's one of those places that you can count on the stands being elbow to elbow. It doesn't matter if it's raining or not. It doesn't matter if you've lost two games in a row. The community support that community has in all sports is top drawer. How do you account for that?
It's a great community. It's like you're saying, it don't matter what your record is, you know, if you're playing at home for sure, it's going to be a packed house. And a lot of times when we go on the road, we're going to have just as many fans as the other team is. So it's a special place, and it's a awesome to have that kind of support. And, you know, especially when you get those big games or get to those playoffs and the
the milk jugs come out and they put the rocks in them, and you know, the horns, the train horn, it just makes you, you know, especially being, you know, how tight the crowd is to the field. You know, I've coached at a place where, you know, had a track around the field and it felt like the student body was a mile away from you, but here, you know, they're right on your 5 yards from the sideline pretty much, and just it gets really loud. And you know, when it's rocking, it's hard for opposing teams to come in and you know, see that atmosphere.
With Cofield being your first regular season game, you don't shy away from anyone. I'm sure they had a hard time getting a schedule made, and I'm sure you did as well.
Oh yes, sir. And that's a game that we tried. We played my first year here, and then everybody here had talked about the atmosphere at that place when we went there the year before I came. And so we tried the last 2 years to get them on the schedule, but they had an 18, I think, region. And then this year we was fortunate enough to get them on the schedule. So excited about that trip. And, you know, it's a long bus ride, but it's something I've never been there. And that's, you know, something I like to do as a coach, as a player, is go to new places and see their atmosphere and, you know, play against really good competition. They was in the semifinals last year, so we expect them to be a really good football team that we're going to do little things right to have a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
Coach, you've got Fayetteville, you've got Liberty Creek on your schedule, and then in week 11, you've got the Owls. I guess it's been since the 60s. I meant to look that up before our show today, but I didn't. Since those two teams met the final game of the regular season, of course, that's going to be on Thursday, October
right.
30th.
Right.
And with you now being in the same region as the Black and Gold, it could be a game that has serious playoff implications.
That's right. Yeah, it's, you know, I feel like we put together a good schedule, and then, you know, our region opponents are always, the last few years have been scheduled for us, and they scheduled that one on that last week. So it's going to make it an even more exciting game. It's always an exciting game to play in, coach in, just because, you know, the two communities. But now, like you're saying, with playoffs, you know, seeding on the line, it's going to be even bigger and more important.
Coach, tell us some of the kids you've got coming back. You said six or seven kids on both sides of the ball. Who are you looking to be stars this year?
Yeah, last year we was able to, you know, with injuries, play a lot of kids. So we've got Jay Foster coming back, him and Mason Cross coming back and playing quarterback. You know, Anthony Fuller's played 2 years on defense for us, started 2 years. J.P. Harris, Waylon Kennedy's going to be a junior. He started for 2 years in the secondary for us. Bobby Cripps, Wyatt Langford, they're guys that played a lot on the defensive line. I think both of them had, you know, around 85, 90 tackles last year. A lot of, you know, just disruptive. So they're back, which is huge for us. Lee Scarlock's played our fullback position for a couple years. Jamario Williams is back at running back. He was unfortunately got hurt the last regular season game last year, but he went and, you know, competed in track this spring and, you know, come in, I think it was second or third in the 100, and then did a long jump and finished second or third. So, I mean, really excited about him. Offensive line-wise, we've got Tommy Hill and, let's see here, Jeremy Hart, that are back, that have played a lot of football for us. JT Clemens was a guy that, because of injuries last year, stepped in and played center against a really good Forest team and a really good Monterey team. So that's just some of the guys that's back that played a lot for us last year that we're looking for big things out of this year.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you and the Big Blue this year. I know y'all are anxious to get things started, I guess, on the 22nd of August, traveling up to East Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
And that'll complete our first box score. We want to thank our fine sponsors, which is Pavement Restorations, Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, and Carthage Safeway. We'll see you next week. Jamboree's straight ahead on Friday night, and then Murph and I will be back here next week. We'll see you on the box score.